Alrighty, hello everybody, and welcome back to this episode of The Sword. I'm going to be your host this issue, Gio, and I'm joined with...
Penny Nunes.
Mira Naya.
Delaney Poe.
And we're just going to be kind of having a conversation. This is more of a casual podcast episode, but we're going to be kind of having a conversation about, like, I guess kind of the difference between situationships and relationships kind of in the high school scene, and maybe some people can relate to our conversation. So, few questions. First, the main question, what do you guys think the difference is between a situationship and a relationship? Penny, you had a few thoughts before we started filming this, so...
Well, I'm going to start off with saying I think situationships are very toxic.
Yes.
Because, like, it's just, like, a situationship is where you're kind of just, in my opinion, I think it's where you're doing everything that you would do in a relationship, but there's no like label, I guess. Mm-hmm. And that's just, I feel like that's so like damaging to like your brain, because like, I don't know, it just feels wrong, because why would you be doing everything that you would do in a relationship and just not put a label on
exactly
it? Like, that doesn't make sense.
Real thing.
Yeah, I feel like situationships are just like relationships, but without like any secure like
any like security, yeah.
Like, you're just like doing everything, and you're just like putting energy into something that like isn't giving the same energy back to you, you know?
Yeah.
Because most of the time in a situationship, it's not like 50-50, or even like close to 50-50. Because like, obviously relationships aren't always 50-50, because like, people have good days and bad days, but it's like, usually like on average, like very uneven.
Yeah. Yeah.
Situationships, but like less so with relationships. And then, like, I feel like they can both be toxic, but situationships are like way more toxic than anything.
Oh. Yeah. No, it's okay. The light just went off. Okay. Okay.
Wait, why did that happen?
It's an automatic. Oh, it's like it's an automatic. Okay, Mira, talk about what you're promoting.
Gio's falling. Okay, Mira.
I think it's dumb.
What is dumb?
Situationships.
Explain.
Yeah. Because...
No, I get it. It definitely...
I feel like there's more... Like, there's worse communication in situationships.
I think both situationships also come from, like, an online... Like, from, like, social media, like, on Snapchat and stuff. People, like, add people and whatever. And then that's how, like, situationships,
yeah,
like, come from. Which is a really weird way to start a relationship if you're even looking for one. So now you're kind of stuck in this circle of like, you don't want a relationship, or you do, and it's just like weird, and you're just kind of having them to like at arm's length for you, yeah, to like do whatever.
How do you guys, actually I do have a kind of a question. How do you guys feel about relationships that you kind of start a relationship going into it with the idea of, do you know what I mean? Like, you're going into a relationship with the idea of being in a relationship, not as, like, being a friend.
What do you mean?
Like for example, like starting a relationship on the basis of being in a relationship. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's like...
So, like if you just, like, go out on, like, a date with, like, someone that you have never, like, known before, and then you start dating them, like, immediately?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? Like without really getting to, like, know them as, like, a friend.
What our opinion is on that?
Yeah. Kind of, like, what do you guys feel like about that?
I feel like that's very, like...
Mira's very eager.
Mira's
very eager.
I think you should have a friendship before a relationship, not a situation before a relationship. Situationship pre-relationship.
Say louder for the people in the back.
I feel like something like that, where you kind of don't really know them before you get into a relationship, is very like middle school type of thing. Like,
yeah.
Very like, it lasts a week, and then you're like, oh yeah, we broke
someone's
up, and that like.
Okay, we're back after our brief intermission.
I feel like for me, I wouldn't like.
Wait,
ever
I wasn't
do that.
Done.
Yeah.
I wasn't done. I got cut off very rudely.
Maybe it was.
I just
done.
Feel like. I feel like a friendship.
It all makes
like,
sense.
Can you shut up?
I feel like a friendship before a relationship is like best, but also. I don't think you necessarily have to have a friendship before a relationship. I just don't think you should go, like, straight into, like, a situationship or something. Like, I feel like you should be, like, getting to know each other, like, before you jump to something,
yes,
I guess. If that
I
makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes, I forgot what I was gonna say. I think you can do whatever you want, obviously, but, like, I think there's more room for, like...
Keep talking.
Error.
Okay, I'm so sorry. We have a lot going on in the background right now.
I feel like there's more, like...
Gio, put a shirt on!
Oh my god. We're back again after a break intermission.
Okay, can I talk now?
Yes.
Oh my god. I feel like if you just go straight into a relationship, there's more, like, room for, like, that toxic feeling of a situationship.
Yeah.
Because, like... I feel like they don't really, like, want you for, like, that, like, a friendship part of you, like, a platonic relationship is, like, a very, like, important part of, like, being a person. And,
yeah.
like, if they don't, like, want that from you, and, like, if you don't want that from them, then it's, like, do you truly, like, want to be with them at all? Because you don't know who this person is.
Yeah.
And, like, I think, like, going straight into a relationship doesn't, like, automatically mean, like, situationship, but... It's also, like, you have, like, nothing else to, like, fall back on, I guess. Like, you don't have any experience with this person, like, at all, I'm assuming. Like, in, like, that type
yeah.
of situation where you
yeah.
just, like, start dating someone, like, after going out on, like, dates with them. And
mm-hmm.
it's, like, I think if you're friends with them before, you, like, already know the type of person that they are. And you, like, have a good idea of, like, why you want to be with them and, like... why you would be good together instead of just being like, oh, like, I just want a relationship. Because, like, just going into a relationship, wanting a relationship, and not wanting, like,
a friendship.
An actual, like, connection with someone, like, I think the friendship part is a part of that connection, and
yeah.
without the friendship,
it builds,
then it's,
like the
trust.
Yeah,
the connection isn't really there, you know?
And, like, how do you guys, actually, this is kind of another topic, how do you guys feel about, like, high school relationships, and maybe looking at, like, your parents' relationships, or maybe just, like, people in your life, like, do you guys... So, yeah, just, like, how do you guys feel about, I guess, I don't know, relationships in high school? Do you feel like they're kind of different? I mean, maybe compared to middle school for you guys, because, you know, we just came from middle school.
Oh, we did not just come from middle school. Okay. I'd like to
for
say...
For the record.
I'm just taking biology one. For the record, we are sophomores.
Yeah. I apologize for the delay. We are back on our regularly scheduled podcast. Penny, would you like to finish what you were saying?
What I was going to say is I feel like high school relationships, they don't, like, it's kind of thought about that they don't always go past high school, especially, like, when you split up for college and, like, there's the long distance and everything. But I feel like they're really necessary in the fact that, like, you can learn so much from it. And I feel like every relationship that you're in kind of teaches you a lesson and can set, like, this kind of, like, basis of what you're looking for in the future.
Yeah.
And Delaney seems like she really wants to speak, so.
Okay. Yeah. I think that is, like, a really good point. Like, I think relationships in high school are, like, way more expected in this, like, day and age or, like, whatever. Like, I feel like people really, like, want that. And I don't think that should be, like, taken as, like, not being serious at all, because I think the experience, like, will make you have, like, better relationships, like, moving forward.
Yeah.
Because, like, knowing what you want and what you don't want, like, early on, like, no matter what, is, like, always, like, a good thing to have. Like, having, like, a feeling, like, any type of way, like, knowing that, like, even if you did go through something, like, hard in high school, or, like, you had, like, a really good relationship, and you're, like, upset that you had to, like, break up because of whatever reason, like, college or whatever, like, I think it's just good to have that experience. And, like, people just saying that, like, high school relationships shouldn't be serious, it's, like, people are people, and, like, that's never gonna change. Like, people always want connection, and they want someone to, like, feel like they care about them and, like, love them for who they are. And I feel like being a kid, it makes you way more, like, empathetic towards people, and, like, makes you care about people in, like, a way different way than, like, adults do. And I think a connection is a connection no matter what, and it shouldn't be like, oh, you're in high school, you're gonna break up anyway. Like, there's a lot of people who have, like, really good relationships that started in, like, high school or even, like, middle school. And that's, like, really impressive because of, like, the connection that's, like, very clearly, like, there. And, like, has been, like, fostered from, like, a very early, like, age. Yeah. And, like, I just think it's, like, really special.
You're either a blessing or a lesson.
And, okay, kind of piggybacking off what Delaney said really quick is, like, a lot of relationships in high school, when you look at it, like, senior year, they don't always end just because, like, oh, like, something went wrong. Like, a lot of it comes from just the distance from college, and I feel like that kind of shows, like, the connection can still be really strong. And one thing I forgot to say while Delaney was talking is, like, high school relationships, I feel like it can teach you what you want, because a lot of people think they know what they want in a relationship, and then you get into it and you see that and you realize, like, it's not exactly what you thought it was. And I feel like this is, like, the time for you to get into the relationship and figure it out and kind of, like, communicate and learn what you're looking for versus what you're not looking for, because if you don't, you can't see what you want without having the experience with it, because, like, it's not always what you think it is.
Okay, well, I do agree with all of this.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm not gonna. Well, I do agree with all of this. I do think a lot of people go into those high school relationships with the notion of, like, it's not like, oh, I met someone and I think I like them. It's more of, I met someone and I want that high school relationship, and I want, like, a boyfriend in high school, I want a girlfriend, I want to be, like, cheerleader and football player.
Yeah.
So a lot of people go into it just for, like, the image of being in a relationship in high school. But also there's a lot of experience out of it, and people, like, it's hard for other, like, people who usually are the ones judging people in high school relationships can't tell the difference between, like, somebody who really does like somebody else and, like, them two were friends and they had a relationship, whatever you're talking about, and, like, just wanting that image.
Yeah, so, like, you feel like a big part of high school relationship is not only, like, connection but also, like, image. Like, it really, like, dating somebody in, like, high school is more seen as, like, a, like, what do you mean,
as, like, a thing, and, like a thing we see in media,
like,
something that, like, a trend, like, more like a,
like, in movies, dream, like, how it's, like, popularized,
having, yeah, like, having a high school, or, like, having my high school boyfriend, this is my high school sweetheart, this is
I can see that,
like, wanting that memory.
Yeah,
I mean, so. I feel like a lot of people, like, just really want relationships in high school because,
yeah,
like, there's all the things, there's dances, there's, like, all these kind of events,
yeah,
that people, sure, like, they want to experience, like, to the full effect, right? Like, getting asked to homecoming or getting asked to prom, like, those are really,
exactly,
big things that I feel like people kind of strive for, and I think that's, like, kind of relates back to situationships, is sometimes people might just get into it, like, really quick right before homecoming or really quick right before prom, like, just to have that experience. But it's... wait, did you grab mine?
Since
no.
They came close the door.
Keep talking.
It's really important to kind of think about, like,
the question.
Like, you are getting into something serious, like, you're not just getting those effects. But I feel like that's what people don't always consider. They kind of just go straight to, like, what they want to do, like, with homecoming.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just for examples.
Yeah.
Like that.
I have a question.
Yeah, so sad.
What is the question?
We're just talking about, like, how high school relationships have changed and kind of, like, the hype around high school relationships. So it's, like, if... I feel like now, more than ever, it's been a time where... getting asked to homecoming or getting asked to prom as, like, a date, like, that's important. You know what I mean? Like, that's something that, like...
everyone
it's
just,
very,
like, wants it.
Everybody wants it, and it's something that...
it can get in the way of having
exactly.
A
it can get in...
people don't realize how busy they might be until they have a relationship and how much effort
exactly.
It takes.
Because, I mean, as somebody who's been in a relationship, and I am still in a relationship, like, it's definitely a lot of effort. Like, you can't... your partner isn't just, like, an accessory. Like, they're a person, and they're somebody who you're supposed to, you know, you talk to, who you're able to relate to. And, again, like, in my opinion, I believe that a relationship is built off of friendship. You can't have a relationship if you don't have friendship. And a big part of friendship also comes from respect. Like, if you don't respect the person you're in a relationship with, there's not really... I don't know. There's not really a point, because then you're not gonna...
I feel like, yeah, respect is a big thing. And, like, I feel like...
Loyalty.
Yeah.
Nowadays,
loyalty,
like,
is
kids don't
some,
really, like...
for some reason, really hard for people.
Yeah.
Being, like, respectful is, like, a hard thing for, like, our generation, because I feel like we expect more out of people, and, like, I think our standards are just, like, higher for, like, people to just be, like, acting correctly.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, if I was, like, around someone and I didn't feel respected, like, respect for me is, like, a really big thing, and if I don't feel that from someone, like, I will not spend my time around them at all.
Because it's, like, if you're being taken as a joke, which is, again, such a huge thing, I feel like, again, I don't want to, like, point to, like, specific groups, but it's, like, if you're gonna be here and you're gonna, you know, have your friends, like, laugh at you and, like, you're okay with it, or, you know, your friends are being really rude or being really shady and you're not doing anything about it, I feel like that's also another really big part of respect. And I feel like if your friends are talking about your partner in a bad way, or you are having to take that, I feel like you shouldn't, because at the end of the day, your partner is somebody who you trust and you're spending your time with. And yeah, but okay. This has been a really amazing conversation. Thank you so much, Penny, Mira, and Delaney. Do you guys have anything else you guys want to add before we, you know, head off?
I think you don't need anyone to make you happy. And if you need a relationship to, like, be a happy person in high school, then there's a bigger problem at hand. And I think you need to, like, be, like, in a healthy spot, and, like, having problems, like, mentally in high school is very normal. Like, there's a lot of stuff that you have to do, and there's, like, a lot of pressure to, like, perform well and, like, get into college and do everything you need to do at, like, a really early age, and you just need to stop putting that much pressure on yourself and, like, things that you don't need, because people don't need relationships to be happy. And if
never
you think you do, there's a problem.
Never rely on somebody else for your happiness.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, Penny.
You're so helpful.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Sword. We will see you guys next issue. Thank you so much. Bye.